Speaking of council elections, of course, we're just about 2 months away now from the Kerry County Council elections, the local and European elections on the 7th of June. And a number of candidacies had been thrown into consternation over the last number of weeks with the circular which was issued by the Department of Housing and Local Government in December and kind of came to light a couple of weeks ago about the issue of two firefighters, one of them serving currently on Kerry County Council, Councillor Martin Grady, the other a former councillor who's looking to try and get back on Kerry County Council, Sinn Féin's Damien Quigg, calling into question the amount of money that they were paid, are paid, and whether it fell foul of rules and rules to do with who's allowed to run as an election candidate while being paid or while they were working in the public service. Nobody above the clerical officer grade of around about €44,000-€45,000 is allowed to run or get involved in politics in this country by law, the 2001 Local Government Act. Now, that circular was the 1st of December 2023. A day before the matter is going to court or due to go to court, Martin Grady was challenging this issue in the court this morning, or due to challenge it. It looks like it still will be going before court. We'll see how far it goes or if it'll need to go any further than this morning. But a circular was issued yesterday by the department, pretty much outlining a 180-degree U-turn by the department on what the circular in December had said. So basically, the Department of Housing and Local Government has completely changed its position on the rules about public servants running for elected office, clearing the way for both Councillor Martin Grady and Sinn Féin candidate Damien Quigg, who are retained firefighters, to run in the election. Now, with me on the line to talk about this is Sinn Féin Councillor Damien Quigg. We will be speaking to Martin Grady. He's busy, obviously, with the court situation this morning. We'll be speaking to him on our programme tomorrow. But Damien Quigg, good morning to you. I'd imagine, first of all, you're happy and relieved that this matter has now been dealt with and you'll be free to run in the elections in June.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners. Jerry, it's I'm glad it's kind of finished there at this stage. Like, you know, it's just been disruptive in the middle of your campaign. Like, I always said from the outset that you know, it was an affront to democracy. That was my take on it. Like, you know, and the calculation of earnings and stuff like that was just bizarre because, as you know, like we're paid a retained payment for being in the fire service, and call payments after that are sporadic. Like, we might have a call and we might not, you know. So it was always the basic salary, and that's what's calculated also when we leave the fire service to make up our gratuity payments. We don't actually get a pension when we leave the fire service, so it's calculated on your basic salary, like, when you leave. So it's I don't know why this came up in the first instance. As you say, it dates back to 2004. I sat in the council from 2014 to 2019 myself, and there was a lot of other councillors around the country in the same position, like, you know. It's just a relief now that this has moved on, like, and we can get on with the campaign, you know.
Yeah. Now, last December, that circular from the department stated that where a retained firefighter wishes to pursue nomination for local elections, their total earnings for the previous year will be used to determine eligibility under the provisions. And that's everything. That's call-outs, allowances, and all sorts of additional top-ups or anything else that you would get paid in a year by Kerry County Council for your job as a retained firefighter. Now, yesterday, they clarified in the new circular that maximum basic salary refers to the highest point on the relevant basic salary pay scale, exclusive of overtime, call-out incident attendance payments and or any allowances. And maximum remuneration within the meaning of Article 2A of the order refers to maximum basic salary of the relevant basic salary pay scale, exclusive of overtime, call-out incident attendance payments and or any allowances. Maximum remuneration has the same meaning in all parts of Article 2A of the 2004 order. And what they're talking about there is the Local Government and Heritage, the Local Government Act 2001, Section 161, Order 2004. The question that begs is, if this clarification has come now, after the threat of a legal action, obviously, why wasn't this checked out and sorted out and made clear by the department in December? Why did we go down this road when they're seeing that it's totally different to what they said in December.
Yeah, well, look, that's a matter for the department. Like, you know, to me...
And we have asked the department, by the way, these questions, so we'll see what they come back with, just to clarify.
Yeah, but it seems to me very bizarre and very undemocratic that a department under any government, whoever the government of the day are, can decide willy-nilly to just issue a circular whenever they feel like it, and then, you know, then they issue another one again then when they feel like it. To rebuke the first one, and you know, that's not to say that there couldn't be another circular 3 or 4 weeks later. So what I would like to see happening here is, you know, this thing being copper fastened, and anybody who wants to put themselves forward for council elections should be able to do so. You know,
well, what happened to Damien on that? You mentioned
if you're in the private sector, sector, right, salary does not come into it whatsoever. Like, so is it a salary issue, I want to ask them, or is it something else? Because it definitely can't be about salary if you've got people in the private sector able to earn.
Yeah, well, let me put a bit of shape on that, just on it. And again, we will ask the department this question. There is a reason why this was done and why this has been done. It's in order to ensure that there isn't a conflict of interest between the job you do in the public service and the sensitive information that you have access to at a senior level in your job in the public service. And that doesn't conflict with your role as a member of the local authority. That's why it was brought in. It's for good governance reasons, and to ensure there's no conflict.
Yeah.
Just let me make the point, Damien. You can respond then. This is my assumption for it. And we asked previously when this first came up for the minister to talk to us about it, Minister for State, perhaps maybe responsible area, to talk to us about this situation, to go through it, just to clarify for everybody. But the issue of salary, I can only assume, for the purposes of the law, was put there to delineate seniority. It meant that if you're under this level, you're probably not senior enough in whatever role you have in the local authority to have access to sensitive information which may come in conflict with your role as a councillor. If you're above that level, 44,000, 45,000, that it's not to do with, like, oh, you're paid too much money. It's to do with the role and the job you have and how sensitive that job is, and it's to ensure integrity, good governance, and that there's no conflict there, that, let's say, a councillor isn't taking advantage of their job to forward their interests politically against the other members of Kerry County Council who don't work for a public body. Do you understand that point?
I understand that fully, and the role that we have within the fire service is a role where we come to you in your time of need, be it a car accident, a house fire, whatever the case may be, to extinguish that fire or to get somebody out of a car that's trapped inside a car. That's the role we play. We would not be at a policy-making level in the organisation to have any type of conflict of interest that would come in line with any of that. And that's why I find it bizarre. That
what about if you were the chief fire officer, Damien, and if you were involved in issuing fire certs?
We were specifically named in the circular, retained firefighters. It did not say a chief fire officer or an ACFO, or anybody at that level in the organisation. Now, those people in those jobs, which are full-time jobs as well, they would maybe be in a position to have access to policy-making and stuff like that, but not up to the rank of a station officer in a local community. That's just never been that way. We've had station officers down through the years and ranks below that have represented their communities and done a good job. So this is really, really bizarre that this circular just turned up out of the blue. And it was issued on the 1st of December. It didn't come to Urlight, or nobody brought it to our attention until last Monday, but when it was issued, or the Monday before.
Yeah,
March. 3 months later, after this was issued by the department, Kerry County Council decided to bring this to our attention. So that was... I think poor governance as well, like, in terms of actually...
You'd like to see some answers in relation to all of it, I suppose, in terms of why it was done, why the position completely changed from Circular 1 in December to Circular 2, which was the 3rd of April 2024, saying diametrically the opposite thing to what was said in the original circular. But the bottom line, I suppose, is, Damien, you're running, you're canvassing, you and Martin Grady are free to run and free to canvass in the election in June.
Yeah, that's right, Terry. And look, we're out and about campaigning, and I want to thank all the people out there who have, you know, brought this matter up on the door to me and were appalled that this could happen. And look, we, as I say, we'll be contesting the elections and come what may, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Listen, Damien, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme this morning.
Thanks.